Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, a tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
Picture tobacco-free celebrations. Picture cuddles without cravings. Picture friendship and fellowship and freedom from tobacco. That's the story of 450,000 Oklahomans who got help from the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. With free NRT, quit coaching, and online support, we'll help you be the hero of your own story. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com. A program of TSET.
Well, today's cattle futures market were pretty weak. We were down in the live cattle. April live's down 65 at 138 even. Today is the beginning of the delivery period for the live cattle, so a little disappointing here that we start off the week lower, and then we also had a lower cash trade today at 138. So that low that early in the week, typically you wouldn't think would be a good sign, but we'll see. The next month out, June, live cattle down 92 at 134.95. The August, 70 lower at 136.20. October, 77 lower at 143.15. And then the feeder cattle were down as well across the board, with April feeders down 320 at 158.37. The maize were the weakest contract, down 365 at 162.47. Then August jumps up, you know, 3 months later, jumps up to 174. So about $10 or a little, I guess almost $11.50 higher than where the May is, with August down 225 at 174.10. We've had a pretty good sell-off, $8 in the last five trading days in the August feeder cattle, so that's disappointing. And then the hog market continues to sell off. June down $4.30 today at 116.15, and that's probably a little over $10 off of their high. So a lot of selling off here across the board on meats.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
At Helena, we know healthy soil produces healthy plants. That's why we created Zypro with VersaShield formulation technology. Zypro's stabilized enzymes cause a consistent chemical reaction in the soil for up to 60 days, giving plants stronger roots, more nutrient uptake, and better stress tolerance. Contact your local ag retailer or Helena representative to find out how Zypro can improve soil health and yield potential. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Well, the meats were down, but the grains were sharply higher. We had Kansas City July wheat up 25.5 cents at 10.39 1/4. So bouncing back after the sell-off or lower closes of the last two trading days. We're still below some critical moving averages, but we were higher today. Chicago wheat was up anywhere from 25 to 32 cents. Beans were up. They were up 19 to 28. November, the new crop was up 33 at 14.39 3/4. So really strong action on the new crop soybeans. Corn today up anywhere from 10 to 17 cents, with July up 17.5 here at 7.39 1/4. There's been a lot of attention paid between the difference between new crop corn and new crop beans. That spread over time, if you take November beans and divide it by December corn, it's usually 2.3 or 2.2, somewhere in there. Well, it's been all the way down to 2. So they're saying that should indicate more corn, less beans, and those spreads should come back in line to that long-term averages. But time will tell. The cotton market today up really strong. December cotton up 308 at 113.76. And then the stock markets today, pretty quiet. We've rallied some here late. We're up 110 on the Dow, up 37 on the S&P.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.